Hello, lovely human beings. My name is Michelle Mitchell. I'm a designer, illustrator, and author with a passion for human rights and love for all. Speaking up for those who cannot yet speak for themselves or for those who have spoken but do not feel heard. I take this time to welcome you to Freedom Fridays, giving you the safe place you need to be free and stay free, your moment and space for inspiration and encouragement, equipping you with the tools you need to break free from limiting beliefs and the ability to help someone else do the same. You are more powerful and amazing than you could ever imagine. So come on in. It's Freedom Friday. It's freedom. Welcome to season 2, episode 2 of Freedom Fridays. Hello, hello, hello to everyone. Welcome back to all my world changers. And if this is your first time joining me on the Freedom Fridays podcast, a very warm welcome home to you. This just in, I have a guest lawnmower in the background. Not sure if you're going to hear it today, but I refuse to stop recording. You made it here. You are alive today, and that is a beautiful thing. So I celebrate your life this morning, noon, or evening. You are amazing, and that's awesome. It has been a trying year, to say the least. I mean, the list is so long. Like, where would you even begin? Before we get into a topic that I would be remiss if I did not bring awareness to it, I want to share a very happy moment with you all. Today is the anniversary of my birth, and I am so grateful for life. I thank God I am living to see another year and have another chance to live out love and hope on this earth. Shall I sing? Happy birth. No. I'm just kidding. I'm not singing. Also, happy birthday to everyone, but specifically, happy birthday to the March babies out there. I should enter in the claps. We have National Women's History Month, International Women's Day, Gender Equality Month, Equal Pay Day, International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, and more. So let's talk. It's freedom. Speaking of International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, I've been thinking, there is something crazy wrong with forcing a people to a land far from home and then abusing and dehumanizing them for countless generations. There is something incredibly wrong with inviting a people to a land far from home and then abusing them and dehumanizing them for countless generations. There is something inexcusably wrong when people think of themselves as more worthy of life than their fellow born of the same soil citizens, when they view themselves as more supreme than their fellow humans, when they not only dream up heinous crimes, but act on their despicable impulses and abuse, dehumanize, violate, and murder their own land of the free, home of the brave, neighbors. There is no question, and I dare say there is no argument either. Hate crimes, terrorism, whether domestic or international, racism, and the host of unfair prejudices and inequities, they are all wrong. Exhale. I messaged a colleague of mine yesterday because my heart was so heavy, and it still is, about the hate crimes happening to our brothers and sisters in the Asian community. Again, the news outlets want to pacify and minimize the severity of our society's ingrained problem of racism and white supremacy. But we cannot do the same old, same old. For once, can we not have history be a cycle on repeat? My colleague responded and told me that she felt really traumatized having to talk to her daughter about being careful and that it was reopening a lot of wounds. She said, humans need to do better. They just do. And I replied, we have to do better, indeed. In an interview with Berkeley News, Berkeley University's Asian American Studies Associate Professor Lak Siu stated, "The recent rise in anti-Asian violence is not an anomalous or abnormal situation. As of now, there are close to 4,000 attacks that have been reported to the Stop AAPI Hate website, and this is an undercount. There is a long history of episodic violence against Asians in the U.S. since the late 1800s. I'll include the link to the full interview with Professor Siu and Berkeley News in the description. It's freedom. This is our country. These people are our neighbors, my brothers and my sisters. Their pain and grief is also mine. No, I do not have the features associated with, nor do I ethnically identify as an Asian American or Pacific Islander. But that is exactly why my voice is so important." In primary school, right, when you had a bully, you wanted a friend or friends, a bodyguard of sorts, to back you up and help you as you face the threat of danger. Likewise, when you are being hunted and sought out by people that decided that an infectious virus, and furthermore, a whole pandemic, is your fault, that you deserve a less dignified response to your need for medical attention and justice because of your ethnicity, you need an ally to silence the nonsense of the loudly ignorant crowd. Not a bunch of people that see what's going on and yet stay silent. We heard one phrase repeatedly after Ahmaud Arbery and George Floyd were murdered this past summer. Silence is still an action. The wrong one. And a quick pause for the person who is on the verge of taking this personally in a negative way. This is not about you. And that has to be okay right now. Personally, I am re-traumatized and triggered by things that take place every day before, during, and after I leave work. And I still grieve the crimes against the Black community around the world. But I cannot use that as an excuse not to lift my fellow person up in their time of need. So to my non-Asian listener, please decide rightly. Be an ally by any means necessary. If you have to have a bunch of courageous conversations, do it. If you want to learn about different Asian activists in America and the changes made in our society because of them, do it. If you feel very uninformed and don't know where to start, Google what is happening to Asian people in America, or how can I be an ally to the AAPI community? And what does AAPI mean? Trust me, stay open and curious. You'll find out more. Last month, Asian American leaders weighed in on how we can all use our voices and take action at Adweek's recent DEI, which stands for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Community Town Hall. There is an article that I have linked to this titled, "Seven Ways to Provide Allyship to the Asian American Community." They shared points like, diversify your leadership, do your research to understand the full context, lend your voice, be proactive about extending a helping hand, and of course, use your social platforms. I purposely didn't share all the points, and I purposely didn't summarize the article for you to give you the opportunity to take action. And while you're at it, look into the history of anti-Asian violence in America. Labor camps and biases made from media-driven stereotypes and characters created from those same stereotypes. One thing you'll notice is that our nation has a history of repeated anti-Asian violence when we're dealing with rough times in economic hardships, and also when we're dealing with rough times due to disease. And to my brothers and sisters in the Asian American and Pacific Islander community, you are not alone. We stand with you. It's freedom. There's my friend again, good old lawnmower. If you have been informed or inspired by what you heard today, consider supporting the Freedom Fridays podcast monthly. With your support, you'll be helping me and others continue on this journey to freedom. It's super simple to do. Just click the link next to the words, support this podcast in this episode's description. And I thank you in advance for doing that. It's freedom. Well, we're going to pause here because we've sadly reached the end of this episode. We'll press play again next time. Make sure you subscribe to the Freedom Fridays podcast. Please rate and leave your lovely review and like and comment wherever you're able to. Want to stay connected? You can find me on the interwebs at michellemitchell.art and on Instagram at michellethecreativist, one L in Michelle. Always remember, you are beautiful, handsome, creative, intelligent, inventive, powerful, amazing, worthy, valued, and loved more than you'll ever know. God bless you, love. Laters.
I feel so free. Yes, it's me. It's freedom.